morning and good afternoon for those of us out in the East Coast. I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show, the guest show, guest host show of the Dr. Pat Show, the talk show where I share with you my wisdom and insight that I receive through my psychic intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I am here for you during these times of accelerated change on our planet right now to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through these times that are literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want, but I do ask for you to ask, have it stick to one question in what I call it is a detailed question. So if you want to look into love life, let's look into love life. Or job, we'll look into job. Because when people do general, I could go on and on with general. That's more for private readings. And speaking of private readings, I do private readings, phone readings, and in person. I read people from all around the world. It does not matter if you are in person. Energy is energy, and that's what I read. And so to contact me for a private session, you could look contact me at union1111@yahoo.com or the website to see what's happening because there's always something new. It's Carrie, www.carrieo'connor.com, and there's always, again, something new happening there every single week. And one thing coming up that I do want to say before we go to the phone lines, which is the number here, is 1-800-930-2819. And again, 1-800-930-2819. I did want to bring up the mentorship program that we're offering, and this is a wonderful program. I'm so happy to be offering this. This is a first time for us, and part of the birth of the mentorship program is from after the request of a lot of people wanting to continue with, some people call it the high, the buzz, the great feeling that they receive after a reading or after they take a class. We could get all inspired and feel aligned, and then people start losing that charge after a while. And what literally happens is that you do become aligned and you do become inspired. We're all right now rewiring, reconnecting, realigning with our higher self, our natural self, our angel self. And so as we're doing this, it's important to be proactive, as I've been saying over and over again. This year is about being proactive, taking those steps. So the mentorship program is a six-month commitment, but we meet every 6 weeks. So, but within those 6 weeks, it starts off with an hour and a half personal appointment with me. So we get you all tuned in as far as what's going on with you, what's blocking you, why aren't you manifesting the life that you, living the white life of your wildest dreams. The answers are within your energy field. And so We look into your energy fields. We give you tools. I give you tools. I see what's going on there. And then we, every 6 weeks, we meet and we talk about what's going on. How are you doing with your quote homework, but it's really life work, and really have fun with this. And also because we're reconnecting ourselves to our DNA in a different way. And so what I love about this too is that you're going to be meeting other like-minded people. And every 6 weeks class is when we're all meeting together, but also we're setting up web forums and web internet contact that last in between the 6 weeks. So you could connect with myself and other co-teachers. I am going to be supervising every question that comes through through the website. So if you hit a spot and something's really, you hit a block and something's bothering you, you do not have to wait for the 4 weeks for us to meet again. This is going to be, again, we're encouraging people to talk to us, to connect with each other, because this is a lot of networking, support, like-minded, take action, be proactive. And a lot of times we are responsible for committing to ourselves, and it's the best investment we ever can do is make an investment in ourselves. When we know that we have to meet with other people, we tend to stick with something more, just like a diet club or a gym, or, you know, when you invest in yourself, you tend to go and show up for yourself. So this is where and how the mentorship class came. So there's still time to sign up for that. The first class is going to be One of them, we're going to do two, one in person, but we also are having people from around the world sign up. And so Tuesday, April 1st, and March 30th is a Sunday, and those are the two classes that are going to be opening for us to start our conversation. So this is exciting times, and I can't wait for, I see the energy of the people that are joining, and I can't wait for people to meet, because you're meeting kindred spirits here, and so it's wonderful to witness. Another thing that I've been seeing this year is people waking up and very synchronistically connecting with their soul groups, their kindred spirits, their old friends, where people are going to feel very, very much supported by a newfound family. So it's wonderful for me to see this happening as people are signing up. It's just so exciting. So that's the mentorship program. And we also have a lot of free stuff going on here, too. We did a free teleclass last night, which we had a little bit of technical difficulty, but we live and learn as we to this day and age. But we also have another one that we're tuning in on the date, but David Turco and I are going to be doing an hour discussion about money and relationship, the whole second chakra talk. A lot of people are concerned about money, jobs, and career, and so David and I want us to take the fear out of it. We want to talk about how through history there's always been the control or the fear or the reactionary place to get somebody to react is right below the belt, and that's the second chakra, and that's our where the money relationships, one-on-one relationships, and how we learn to live life and stand our foundation. So we are going to have a teleclass to have you live in your foundation and proactively and not on a shaky foundation. So we're excited about that. We're trying to just zooming in on the date. So we're offering a lot of free teleclasses. And on April 4th, we're having a two-hour mediumship class teleclass that is very exciting. So we have a lot happening here at CarrieO'Connor.com, and we're going to be taking your phone calls, and I do want to give the number out again before we go to break. That's 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And when you're asking for the question, again, I ask people to, I want to get to as many of you as possible, and so I ask you to do limit to one question. What's your most important question? Because people that get to know me, I can go on, and it's part of me. It's hard for me just to limit myself, because your energy body starts talking to me, and so if I happen to, you might be asking about career, but I am talking about a father who steps in. I'm not ignoring your question, but your body and your energy field, or let's say your higher self, took me to what your higher self wanted you to hear at that time, and it's clear up the questions of career and or relationship. A father could step in that could be in spirit, or his energy could be here very much alive, but what your guides are letting you know is that could be interfering with job and career and relationship for manifesting, it goes back to your father's side of the family, and it's not about blame game or family bashing. I don't like to do that. I like to say, let's get, what can we learn from the dad's side of the family that is absolutely having an effect on manifesting a relationship and a career and a job. If we learned on dad's side of the family that you got to made your bed, you got to lie in it, so you have a job opportunity, but you earn a job that's kind of secure, but you don't really like it. But you heard your whole life, well, you made the bed, lie in it. If it would be harder for you to get out of a relationship that's not the greatest, and also to go after that job that you want to go after, the little child in you, the wounded child, could be hesitant about going for it. So the more we have that kind of awareness, the more we live our life not out of the eyes of the wounded child, but of the divine child, the more the world looks divine. And that's what we are all about, bridging the divine, having the child step out of the wounded posture, as I say, and that's, think of it like a yoga pose is a posture, and so we're stepping into the divine child. And so, as before we go to break again, we're going to give out the number, and the number here it is 1-800-930-2819, and we'll be taking your phone calls when we get back.
Getting healthy and staying healthy just got easier. Frequency, made with marine phytoplankton, is taking the world by storm. This live, raw, gluten-free, whole food liquid combines the best of land and sea. It raises your vibration and nourishes your body at the cellular level. It eliminates the need to take a handful of pills and is 90 to 99% absorbable. No chemical preservatives or artificial vitamins. See for yourself at wholefoodliquid.com. The more you learn about nutrition and self-health care, the more you'll appreciate Frequency. Find out more by calling 877-428-7379 or visit wholefoodliquid.com. Be among the first 75 to call and receive your free one-ounce sample. That's 877-428-7379. A portion of every purchase of Frequency is donated to Environmental Marine Research and Development.
Are you ready for greater clarity, courage, and commitment to live your passions? Are you ready to succeed in sync with your soul? Are you ready to honor your soul in any situation? With 21 years of experience, Sasha Sabbath is a leadership soul coach and certified passion test facilitator at 415-328-2631 and leadershipsoulcoach.com.
Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine, the Bay Area's premier magazine for holistic, alternative, and complementary health. Tampa Bay Wellness informs and inspires you about choices and opportunities for a more balanced, healthy, and happy life. You can find Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine at over 700 locations in the Tampa Bay area or online at tampabaywellness.com. Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine is the natural choice for physical, mental, and spiritual enlightenment.
Would you like to receive a weekly email telling you about personal growth events and resources in the Puget Sound region? This service is now available, compliments of New Spirit Journal, the locally owned and operated newspaper that brings you a wealth of inspirational information every month. Go to newspiritjournal.com and click on Earl. That's events and resource listings, but you can call it Earl. New Spirit Journal has been providing inspirational news and information for almost 3 years. Visit newspiritjournal.com.
Picture yourself standing in the ancient stone circle of Stonehenge or gazing in awe at Egypt's Great Pyramid and Sphinx. Visualize participating in shamanic ceremonies at Machu Picchu or receiving a timely message from the Oracle of Delphi. Rejuvenate your path of personal growth and renew your spirit by traveling to the world's sacred sites with Body Mind Spirit Journeys and other like-minded travelers. Visit BodyMindSpiritJourneys.com or call 800-231-9811.
The search is over. You found the station that's not afraid to be different. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show. The guest show is Dr. Pat Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor. And you can contact me at carrieoconnor.com. That's www.carrieoconnor.com to see what's happening. And Benny, talk about what's happening. Why don't we go to the phone line?
What's happening? We'll check around all around the sound. Our lines are full at the moment, so once we get rid of a caller, we can open up those phone lines as usual. We'll jump off to the phones. Always, we're going to start things off with May down in Kent, Washington. She's feeling a little stuck. So, May, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi, am I the first caller you're going to get rid of?
No, not necessarily, but I guess yes in that correct order, of course.
I felt, ooh. Hello, good morning. Thank you for being here.
How can I help you, May?
Well, gee whiz, I'm feeling a stuckedness, and it feels like it's reverberating throughout every aspect of my life.
Right. Okay. You know what is fascinating, May, is that when we feel a stuckedness, it eventually will go through every aspect of our life. And so
You're a perfect example, and I'm glad you're so open with it. And even with your stuckness, you look energetically really up. And so you're, what I'm seeing in your root chakra, it's like a sunny side up egg. And so egg represents to me life, represents to me creation, and symbolically is a really good thing. So think about it. It's the beginning of creation, a new life, and you're holding this in your root chakra. So that's your foundation. And again, I'm seeing a maternal grandmother saying, sunny side up. I'm also seeing you with rose-colored glasses, and I'm seeing my face over your face. And what does that mean? That means that I was always called Pollyanna that has the rose-colored glasses on. And so it's and actually sometimes a mother would even refer to take those glasses off and look at life. And I am an optimist. That's what I am. That's how I was wired. And so this is you, Meg. So this is where when you come in your root to be optimistic, and the grandmother, maternal in particular, wants you to remain that. And so think of how can we remain optimistic when we're feeling stuck in every single part. What I'm looking into, again, your root chakra, what you're doing is what I call the rooter cleaning out. So you are cleaning out and cleansing out every single, think of it, you're going right up the energy center, starting from the root chakra, going all the way up to the 12th chakra. And so if you're not familiar with the 12th, just think of going 1 through 7, and you're clearing out old patterns. And so when we're doing this, it can feel like we're in this, like, tunnel wave, like Dorothy, and she hasn't landed in Oz yet, and she's still up and from Kansas. And so think of that. You can absolutely do proactive stuck. A lot of people are feeling this thing right now, but we can do stuff to get ourselves to feel out of that tornado stuckness. So I'm going to ask you the question that I ask everybody. What do you do? Do you have an energy maintenance program for yourself that you do throughout the day to get yourself out of the stuckness? What do you do?
Beautiful yard.
Okay, what I'm really encouraging you to do, especially because you are very clear empathic. Are you familiar with what clear empathic means?
Yes, I am.
Okay, because you're so empathic, and right now, think of not only are you clear in your own energy field, and you're being very proactive. You're being proactive, but is the earth is also cleansing. So think of that everyone on this earth is being called to get rid of their stuckness, and the earth is getting rid of her stuckness too. So think of what we're being called to is up at our ante, do more exercises, really expand our energy field and claim our energy space, which is 12 feet by 12 feet around us, and really have that, clear that out and clean that out, because it will really make a profound difference in our life. And so when I'm hearing the grandmother say up the ante, that means increase the energy exercises, have it become more, go through chakra to chakra, and really visualize yourself clearing those out and expanding them, and really allowing yourself that space between 12 feet on your right side of your energy field and 12 feet off the left side, and 12 feet above your head and below your head. Feet, that is your space, your sacred space. And the more you claim it, the more you go in and put your attention on it, the more you become aligned to it, the more it makes you unstuck. And we have free energy exercises. So if you email our office, union1111@yahoo.com, or again, at the website, carrieoconnor.com, ask for the free energy exercises, and then do them. Put post-its where you brush your teeth. Put post-its in your car that reminds you to do them. They will profoundly help you. We are energy beings. We are 99.99999% energy, and so not doing an energy washing, especially when you're empathic, you collect other people's stuff too. So it's going to make all the difference in the day. Your mom, the grandmother keeps on giving you the numbers 111 and 11, so she wants to recognize January as birthday anniversary when somebody crosses over. Also, same with November, but also you're going to see a lot of 111s turning into 11s, and that means new beginnings turning into mastery, so you feel like you have entered a mastery part. So she's sitting there helping with you, with the whole of the gang. She wants to help because it goes down to the nurturing and remembering to nurture yourself too. Okay, May?
Yes.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. You too,
May. All right, I will.
Thanks, May, for calling in. That leaves another line open at 1-800-930-2819 in the Carrie O'Connor Show. Let's now jump out to Issaquah, Washington, where we have Tanya waiting, and she's standing by. Looks like she's got a career-related question. Looks like she's got an opportunity coming up on Wednesday. So, Tanya, what's up? Tanya,
hi,
are you there?
Tanya.
Hi.
How can I help you? You have an opportunity on Wednesday?
I'm sorry?
How can I help you today?
I'm a dancer, and that's my main passion in life. And I went to an audition yesterday, and I didn't make the first cut. And he said, you can try again on Wednesday if you want. Anybody who was cut can try again Wednesday. And I just feel like I don't know if it's worthwhile to go or not, and I was wondering if you could give me some insight into that.
Okay. Tanya, go for it, because what you're doing, go for that audition and with your shoulders back and with your heart right wide open, because the more we have experience and physical experience doing our passion, to go in there, your shoulders back means that you're not having your head think, I didn't get the first cut, I was cut. You're going in there to do your passion, so it's giving your literal cellular tissue experience of dancing versus thinking that I didn't get it. You're retraining your body to step into the moment of dance versus outcome. But it also then flips the switch where you do get the outcome that you want from dance. So your body is saying, go for it, okay?
Okay.
All right. It helps retrain your body. So absolutely go for it.
So either way, if I get it or not, you're saying it's a good experience.
Absolutely. Because when you go in there, you're following your passion. The more you do follow your passion, the more we're retraining our body. The more we retrain our body, the more it then flips the electromagnetic pull, and then we start getting the experiences beyond our wildest dreams. So it's really important for us to be proactive. This is the year to be proactive. And especially if you go in there with your let go of outcome, but I see that you get it anyway. But to let go of outcome, it's the best place that you could ever be in, and you're going to give your physical, mental, emotional bodies a live experience of feeling the freedom of feeling the dance. You're going to feel that wonderful feeling down to your bones, and then when the next audition comes up that you want the leading role and stuff, you're going to have those experiences in your cellular body, not that I didn't get it, okay?
Yeah,
you're replacing the information in your body.
You feel that career-wise, because I feel dance is my career. Do you have a good feeling about that?
Absolutely. I think this is a real turning point. I don't know whether pointing to July, August in particular, and August, middle of August. I don't know what 13, 14, 15 has to do, but I'm seeing you as Victoria standing there with the big V. That means and your shoulders are, your legs are shoulder width apart, and your arms are up in this big victorious posture in the middle of August. So that means to me, big accomplishment in August. But absolutely, when we do our passion and we do it well, and that's what you're doing. You're going back and you're retraining and get rid of any kind of cellular post-traumatic stress that has to do with not getting it. And that's why it's so important to be proactive right now. And yes, we can do our passions and we can do them and get paid for them. And that's what we're here to do. Okay.
Oh, great.
All right. Very good.
Thank you so much.
Away. Okay, thank you. You're welcome.
Thanks very much.
Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, thanks, Tanya, for calling in. Carrie, do you want to grab one more before we go off to the break?
Sure,
we've got a couple minutes.
Grab one more.
All righty, sounds good. Let's now jump off to, looks like, Monroe, Washington, a little further north. Brad's calling in. He's got a question about finances, and he wants to know how he's doing with his lessons, I believe, in refinancing. Is that correct, Brad?
No, and just basic finances. I've spent a lot of time in the last, doing a lot of metaphysical work, just learning money lessons, and over the last 3 years have been a nightmare.
Okay.
I feel like I'm coming out of them, but you tell me what's going on. I'm in a pretty good contact with my spirit guides, but maybe they can tell me something for you that I...
All right. What I'm seeing, Brad, I'm confirming that you're coming out of it, and also when I look in the back of your Akashic records, I see that you've had many vows of poverty, celibacy, that you're a very old soul, so you've been here, and some people come in with it, like a hangover of vows of poverty and celibacy. That's what the whole last 3 years are about. So what I'm seeing that they're the charge is off, so that means that you flip the switch so you can take the gifts of those lifetimes, the spiritual lifetimes, but you got rid of the vow, and then you now have access to the gift. So now, again, this is the year for 208 is for you to see physicality, stuff in the physical world. It's great to see it and feel it and sense it in the mental world, in the emotional body, but we also have a part where we need to see stuff in the physicality, in the physical world. So this is your year that you're doing it. And also, I'm seeing you teach this lesson to a lot of people, that you're going to end up being able to go from the been there, done that school, not in the woundology aspect, subjects, but really explain to people how when people come in here with energy hangovers or energy vows, that they have a profound effect on their energy field. So I'm seeing that you end up being the teacher helper with this, but absolutely, give yourself a big pat on the back. Also, I see a paternal grandfather giving you the number 1818, and when you see that, remember that's one imbalance, and also I see mastery numbers around you, especially 12-12, 12-12, and that's really important because that's the new energy stepping in. So you're going to be bombarded with that, and especially when the dads come in and they go way, way back to great-great-grandfather, that's the take action number. That's the, and I'm also seeing the guides, the family step away for the guides to step in, and so they're, again, telling you that this is the year that you're going to see it. You cleared out the cellular energy that's down to the physical body, so you made it through the mental bodies, the emotional bodies, and that's huge because a lot of people get stuck in the emotional, mental bodies, and they don't clear out, they don't drop down to the physical body. You have, and you made that major turning point, so good job.
This is the year to keep doing what I'm doing.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely, you may see it, especially you're already started seeing it mid-February. It's going to continue, and you're going to get it. Keep on metal to the pedal, okay?
Okay, keep the pedal to the metal. Got
that's
it.
Right, Brad.
That's right. That's right.
All right.
Put it down on
thanks,
the floor.
Guys.
Go forward.
That's right.
Make
that's
it happen.
Right.
Make it happen.
All right. Good for you, Brad. And we're going to go to a break and come back to the phone. And you're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show, guest host of The Dr. Pat Show.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief without side effects, just ask for Topperson. Topperson is now available at Fred Meyer, Natural Food, and other fine stores. Go to Topperson.com for a store near you or call 1-800-959-1007. Topperson.com or 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Imagine for a moment what your obituary might sound like right now. Then imagine how you would really like it to read. Actually, you unknowingly write and live your obituary every day. It's time to be more intentional about how you live your life. It's time to find and create your ideal path in life right now. It's time to be the best you can be. Visit BeTheBestYouCanBe.net for more information about life coaching and the life-changing book, Our Journey is Our Work. That's BeTheBestYouCanBe.net.
Learn how to balance mind, body, and heart during your own renaissance and improve the quality of your life and those around you. Bust the crust of your egoic thinking. Michael Nardi, the Renaissance Man, author of the new book, Stop Thinking, Start Living, and Begin Celebrating Every Moment, tells the story of his mother-in-law, Mama J, her miracle, and how he stopped thinking and how he celebrates every moment. Check out MichaelNardi.com. That's Michael, NARDI.com.
Revitalize your soul with Wayne Dyer, Robert Holden, Doreen Virtue, Marianne Williamson, Greg Braden, and your other favorite Hay House authors on a day or weekend retreat in Las Vegas. It's the annual I Can Do It conference on June 26th through 29th at the Sands Expo, and it's packed with inspiring keynote lectures, interactive workshops, autograph sessions, exhibitors, and more than 35 best-selling authors. Tickets start at only $75. Call 800-654-5126 or visit icandoit.net.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of The Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on Earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor The Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
No other station brings you this much variety. Welcome to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Carrie O'Connor Show, the guest show of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am all yours to the top of the hour. So, Benny, why don't we go back to the phone lines?
All righty. Let's now jump down to Federal Way, Washington. We have Cheryl calling in, and it looks like she's, well, her husband, of course, is dealing with the music business, and it's not taking off as he thought. So I guess there's a question of, well, also, what's her role? So let's bring on Cheryl.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Alrighty. So what's going on, Cheryl?
Well, my husband has a secondary, his own business with music. And I actually do some singing with him. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it just hasn't been taking off the way he expected. And I don't know what he should be doing or what I should be doing in terms of that.
You know what's interesting, Cheryl? Because what I'm seeing is, first of all, whose dad is in spirit? Is your husband or your dad? Who's the dad in spirit?
My dad.
Okay, because I'm seeing your father come in. Do you not feel him around you, or he's been gone for a long time? Because this is what he's showing me. He's also bringing in the other father around your husband, and he's showing me a big M, like a Michael, a Mark, or a Marty, or a Martin, or he's just doing MMM. And these don't have to be dead people. These actually can be live people that are going to be coming in and helping you. So there's an M, again, she's showing me the M's, Michael, Martin, Marty, and he's like several different names. So pay attention to the M's in the business that are coming your way. He also wants to give you the number 777 and recognizes July as far as birthday, anniversary, when somebody crosses over. He also wants to talk about the other father that dies of cancer, too. And this is nothing in the future. This is in the past. And that could be like grandfather or godfather or somebody like a father. But going back to as far as with your husband, when I'm looking at the energy, I watch people talk and I watch what your energy shows me. So what the symbol that I see is that you're sitting there as a little girl and I'm seeing your husband trying to build a castle on sand and it's all muddy and it's like muddy sand. So think of that as symbolic as that the music and the music business is his business of him trying to build his empire. And when I'm looking at the castle, it has a lot of details and it has his passion. So I absolutely can see that this is his love, this is his passion. And so I also notice that it feels like think of water represents the grief of where it doesn't, when it doesn't happen, so that's disappointment. And so the water goes into this, the symbolic mud that makes it feel like the castle is washing away, okay? And then I'm seeing you off to the side as, again, a little girl, and you feel like, I can't help my husband, or here, let me try to stop the water or see what I can do as far as help him build the castle. And there's a feeling of the adrenals going, so that's reaction versus proaction. So what to do when somebody feels like their foundation is going out under? Go get a new foundation is what the dad's saying. So what does that mean? That means really take a look, step back at the whole business of the music business, and like I feel like I want to clear the table of it. So think of that all the start new, clear the business, get to bring things up to the light. But it doesn't mean that he has to start a new name and start all over. It's just I feel like I want to breathe new life into this and get rid of the old pain. Going back down to the symbolic castle. So that means to me, if I simply measured out in front of both of you guys' heart, that goes out to the unified field, which is the universe, the short order cook, do both of you subconsciously believe that this is going to succeed? The tippy scale says no, because the castle is so hard and it's a shaky foundation. Does that mean that means that that's the way that it has to be for the rest of your life? Absolutely not. That's why the dad is coming in. And again, clearing the table and building a more solid foundation. So that's where I would sit down with your husband, bring out and talk about your worst fears. Get them up in the light in him too. So let's put the worst fears out that it's not going to succeed, just to bring them to the light. And when we do that, it allows the energy to come in to start rewiring itself, Cheryl, because otherwise we hold them. And what we are finding out is that we all have a lot of conversations that aren't spoken to with. It's like not talking about the white elephant in the kitchen, and we are all talking to each other energetically all the time. And so when we, as we are evolving, we're becoming much more sensitive to this conversation. So it's really important for us to talk, because people are it's just we're becoming more sensitive to, again, the unspoken words. And so then there's like dead air, because you can feel it between the people. So this is where you got to want to sit down with the husband and say, hey,
Let's build a new foundation with this. It's not too late. Your father wants to give you hope. And also, I'd want him to, again, talk, go to the awfuls, and so that means, like, things not working out, to, again, say, okay, can we survive? Will we survive? What will we do if that happens? And then put that off on the shelf. So here we visit the awfuls where it doesn't, the dream doesn't happen. And then, so, again, you talk about it, and then you energetically, it's like you shut the door to it. So you're able to express it, and then go on to rebuilding a solid foundation with it, okay? And the dad is saying, when I'm hearing don't give up on it, baby, he's really, pay attention to songs, because he gives you messages with song on the radio, and he is there to help you. When I see an olive branch, that means give you help where he did not help here. When I see daisies, that means he wished he spent time to smell the daisies more. So think of that, you have a whole entourage of people there that are helping, and also bringing in people, wise people that are going to help. So again, review and get rid of, I feel like it needs to be feng shuied. So look at the whole business and see where there's dead weight and or heaviness as far as thoughts. Okay, Cheryl?
Okay.
And you could do this. You could sit down with your husband tonight and totally restructure your whole business. I do this with my business all the time. Actually, every business needs to do this every 4 months to 5 months, because otherwise people's emotions get, people's fears. When you're in a business, it's the other person's worst nightmare fear can start spilling over, just like we talked to the first person this morning that was saying, you know what, every aspect of my life is starting to get this fear. And of course, energy follows patterns, and of course, it spills over to every aspect of our life. That's why the answer is to build a new foundation, to clear stuff out, to sit down and say, all right, what's your worst nightmare? Okay, both your worst nightmares is not going to happen. That's the castle that's built on this not solid ground. Then you're going to take the steps to make it on a solid ground. In the first biggest step is by recognizing that it feels like it's on not a solid ground, and almost like Cheryl, like grieve it, and that's what the dad is saying. I have to go to patterns on the dad's, both sides of your family, on your husband's and your own, where on your father's, where if you look back in the history where the dads or the grandfather had their hopes and dreams not met. So go back and see where the family theme is that a father or a grandfather or an uncle could have started a business that didn't work out. And so it's in the energetic pattern, but it doesn't mean that as soon as you recognize that, you're the ones that are going to change it around. So get a more solid foundation. Talk about it, because it's like I'm feeling a lot of emotions that are not talked about. And that's the key to bringing light. Light dries up the water that allows that foundation to be a lot more solid. Okay?
Okay. That's great. And it's nice to hear that my dad's with me, because it's only been 2 years since he passed. And,
two weeks,
I miss
time?
Him.
2 weeks?
Two years.
2 years, yeah. He's around you a lot, and that's where he wants to give you the number 777, and he's very, very supportive. And again, pay attention to Michael, Marty, Martin, and he keeps on giving me that name, and he's showing me an old friend of mine, Marty, and so just pay attention to those names coming in. That means coming into your life, because they can help with people. They can bring energetic family support, by like grandpa and a great cousin that you might not have known, but they also can bring into influence people to have you meet people that are very much alive that could be helping hands. It's like his honor, his pleasure to be able to do this for you, okay? Okay, very good.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Cheryl, for calling in. She was calling in from Federal Way, Washington. I think we got time one more before a break, so let's run back to Issaquah, Washington. We're staying over here on the east side. Looks like Susan's calling in, Carrie, and she's looking for a new romance. Oh, she likes that.
Hello.
Isn't he funny?
Love, exciting, and new.
You know, it's supposed to be a springtime, huh?
I know, huh?
There you go.
Birds are singing.
Oh, God, it's burning.
Squirrels are doing whatever they're doing.
There we go. It's a love boat. We're going to do a love boat tour.
Yeah.
So what's and Benny's going to be the singer, and I'll be the entertainer. I'll bring my camera. So what's going on, Susan?
Oh, there's nothing going on. I want to see if there's anything going on.
Guess I cured that.
Well, you know what, Susan? It's what, one good thing is that you got a really good sense of humor, so, because that's lightness helps lighten us up and literally align us, and that aligns us to get to our hopes, dreams, and our desires. And so last year was the big year. 207 was about divine partnership. And so think of the heavens and the gods and the angels washing us and washing our energy fields. And we are big, huge energy fields. So think of the 24 feet across from us. We're getting washed with this this energy, this rain that helps us rewire, realign us to divine partnership. And the key is, as soon as I started talking about divine partnership last year, everyone that was single was jumping up and down saying, yippee-yay, I'm going to find a partner. And then I said, hey, wait a minute. You got to find that solid foundation within yourself first if you're going to attract a divine partner. Otherwise, and it was a profound gift. So it was an ability for us to rewire ourselves so we can enter into a partnership like nothing we ever have been in before. And so, Susan, there's a part of your energy that you're a very old soul, that you're looking for another old ancient soul, because you've done the new souls before, and it's not cutting anybody's new soulness down. It's just that there's a part of that you come in here again as a very old soul. So this is the year, just like I was telling Brad, that this is the time when we've done the work and we've done roll up our sleeves, that we're going to experience in our lifetimes, the in our physical worlds, our partnerships. So I want you to up your exercises, energy exercises. Visualize the person in front of you and see the outline of them, and shake your hand like you're shaking their hand, and feel it, sense it throughout the day. And I tell you, I tell people to do this, and I can tell you story after story after story where people said, Carrie, you know that shaking hand, and I saw the outline of them, but I let it go and I just connected with the heart. Well, you're not going to believe how fast that he came in, she came in, and I know that it works, because it cannot not work, because you're energetically opening the doors to the universe and saying, here is my soul's code of who I want, and you let the universe pull in the mate, and that's the best dating service ever. And we'll pick this up when we get back from commercial, and this is a Carrie O'Connor Show, and we're going to a short break.
Susan Kovalik, international speaker and author from the Center for Effective Learning, has created a character education program designed for teachers and parents. The Lifelong Guidelines and Life Skills provide the language and tools to guide children and teens into becoming caring and responsible citizens. To learn more about this dynamic and life-changing program, call 253-815-8800 or visit thecenterforlearning.com. That's the center, the number four, learning.com.
Stop surviving. Start living. This is the year to bring your practice and your patience to the next level. Come to the workshop that can help you transform your practice and your life. See how beliefs affect our bodies and learn specific techniques for creating optimal health. Sponsored by the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences. This workshop will help you do all of this and more. Register now for Merging Alternative and Traditional Therapies, April 11th through the 13th in Hartford, Connecticut. Call 866-303-HEAL.
Are you one of the millions of frustrated people who can't take off weight or keep it off on a low-fat or low-calorie diet? It's hard, isn't it? Well, don't despair another day. The Sugar-Free Miracle Diet is the answer to your prayers. I'm Karen Bentley, and I lost 130 pounds on this program. I'm also the founder and CEO of the Sugar-Free Miracle Diet Company. Go to sugarfreemiracle.com, that's sugarfreemiracle.com, and get started today.
Why do people travel across the globe to see Dr. Nusheen Darvish at the Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue? Is it her specialization in women's health, allergies, and chronic illness? Is it because she founded a uniquely comprehensive, integrative clinic for cutting-edge, non-invasive, and FDA-approved therapies that improve the health of all patients? Yes, it is. Find out for yourself. 425-451-0404. That's 425-451-0404.
Enjoy an evening with John Holland in Seattle on April 9th for his talk titled Messages from the Other Side. Renowned psychic medium John Holland will present a fascinating evening of lecture and demonstration. John uses his unique style to explain some of the principles of communication with those who have passed on to the other side. He will also discuss information from his latest book, Power of the Soul, Inside Wisdom for an Outside World. During the second half of the lecture, John will deliver messages from loved ones on the other side to some lucky audience members. Don't miss this opportunity to see one of the most sought-after psychic mediums in the country. Join John Holland in Seattle on April 9th at 7 p.m. at Benaroya Hall. Visit thedrpatshow.com for more information.
Open your ears, open your heart, open your mind. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and you're listening to Carrie O'Connor on KKNW, and I will be here to the top of the hour. And to contact me, before we go back to the phone lines, you can reach me at www.carrieoconnor.com, or my email address is union1111@yahoo.com, and that's where you could get all the happening information. And I always tell people that a lot of times I will be guided. In the middle of the night, I will wake up and my guides will say, do a free teleclass Friday and teach this. And especially lately this year is all about me being proactive. And so I encourage people to, if you're not signed up for the free newsletter, to get it and to pop in on that website to see what we're doing, because I'm doing a lot of give backs, a lot of free introductory classes, and also a lot of teaching via across the world. So it's a wonderful time to be here, and that's how you get a hold of me, and let's get a hold of you. So Benny, why don't we go to the phone lines?
All right, we have now Tom calling in from Kent, Washington. He is looking at a possible new career opportunity. He wants to know the outlook for that. So Tom, welcome to the show.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Tom.
Good. I've had a gardening business for the last 25 years, and I don't know if I'm getting burned out or it's just never been the right thing for me to do, but I've been thinking about learning how to build guitars and other musical instruments, kind of a totally different direction to go, but I was wondering if you could give me some insight on that.
Excellent. You know what? It's so fascinating. Tom, it's so wonderful that you are, first of all, your dad's crossed over, correct?
Yes, he has.
Okay. Your father comes in. He also brings in the other father, and I feel like it's a father-in-law, or even, do you have an ex-father-in-law?
Yeah, yes, I do.
Okay,
yeah,
and did he have alcohol issues?
Yes.
Okay. He's given me an olive branch and recognizing alcohol issues gives problems in the relationship. So going to you, Tom, what he's showing me in the second chakra, so the dad gives you your laurels, like resting on your laurels, and also I feel it's like the Olympiad going for the gold. And so the men are coming in and encouraging you, and especially pay attention to seeing the number 10-10-10-10, and that's, and he wants to recognize the 10th of the month in October, and he gives my family 10-10, and it's very significant, like October. He's showing me my son Richard, so I want to get the name Richard out there. Also Clarence, and I don't know where that goes, but just they don't have to be alive, dead people. They could be live people too. But going back to your business, that resting on your laurels is that dad's there with even the ex-father-in-law to come in here to help you with this, because it is when you talked about building the guitars, I saw that really expanding. So you did one business that I see like a stalled engine, and part of you, that the lawn business was a healing thing for you on a cellular level, because I'm seeing it was very green for your second chakra, and so that you have a lot of elemental energy. So being outside, you're not one time to be in a
cubicle and to not be just the outside. That's not your energy at all. That's to you is like being in jail. So think of now the next step is to go to do the guitar and on the builder thing. So they're giving you the big green light. But also, I just took a workshop very synchronistically by this woman called Barbara Shore, S-H-U-R, and that is her last name. And she has a website that is called Problem or Fact Finders or Problem Builders. Or what she does is she helps connect people with here is my issue or here is what I want to do and this is the area that I live in and who can help me to do this. And so she's all into having people say, hey, I'm really good at this and I like to do this, or I have all these guitar parts and I want to do this. That there was no mistake that I went to that class this weekend. It was very synchronistic. A friend of mine asked me to go. It was very spur of the moment. And so I'm seeing that she would be very helpful for you. And if you don't get the name, email my office at union1111@yahoo.com. Ask me, you know, just to write a blurb of you, and I will give you further information on that. But you're getting a big green light, okay?
Okay.
Good for you.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thanks, Tom, for calling in. He was calling in from Kent, Washington. Carrie, we're going to go across these old United States. We're going to run into Ray. He's listening to us out there. He's in Freehold, New Jersey, and Pat's still in the studio. She's listening to the show as well, and apparently she's visited the track more than once out there. Ray, are you at the track now?
No, not me. No.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm just close to the track, though. I'm right around there.
Oh, well, making sure. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How can I help you today?
I guess I'm just looking for a general reading.
Okay. All right. First of all, I'm going with the moms with you. Your maternal grandmother that was, she comes in very small with you, but small means she comes in very much up to your, like, was she a tiny person? How come she keeps them pointing to your right hip and your right knee? Right hip, right knee, right hip. She keeps them pointing to that.
She might have been small, but I'll be honest with you, I'm pretty tall, so.
Oh, I was just going to say, would she, or would you be, she would be up to your hip or knee.
That's very well
be. Okay, because she's coming up, and it's really important because she's going to your right side instead of your left side, and that sounds like, what's the big deal with that? But usually women come in on the left side, and it's about nurturing, but she comes in particular, around the right side, because the right side's the male side, and also she's pointing as far as not only your physical height, but she wants to recognize, especially pay attention to your hips and knees. It's almost like, I feel like a father or father-in-law just had hips or knees, or waited for a hip operation, or needed a hip operation, and I'm not talking about you, Ray, but I'm seeing somebody around you, and it could be a friend dealing with a father that is being difficult about hips and knees, and your grandmother A wants you to know how much she's in and around you like a fly on the wall to help, because when I see a heart with thorns on it, that shows me that she felt that life, and I see my grandmother Teresa. And so I want to recognize the name Teresa, Mary, and around it, and Marie, that my grandmother was a wonderful person, but she felt like life had to have, there was a lot of suffering in life. Life was, she worked hard through life, and there was, and she had a lot of painful things happen to her. And so when she went on the other side, she is so, when she comes in, she wants all of us not to experience any kind of suffering or pains in our legs, or especially where you're used to pulling yourself up by your bootstraps and getting stuff done. So that grandmother in particular wants you to know she comes in with nurturing. She likes to come in and around you. She also wants to recognize as far as March, as in this month of three, so pay attention to seeing the numbers 333, because you're going to see a lot of them, because she it's her, think of her job to help you stand into your height. And so what does that mean? That means that she wants to, like, take in help. You're not used to asking for help. It's like, I will do it myself kind of thing is what you were taught. Take in nurturing. This is a really big year for you. And also she's here in Climb Every Mountain, from Julia Roberts and or Julia Andrews. And so she's showing me the last 7 years you've had a lot of I'm seeing like bridge over troubled water. So that means you've done a lot of she's showing me a lot of stuff being put down in the past. So, and especially the last 7 years. So think of all aspects of your life, relationship, personal, friends, money, and she's clearing it out. And so you're beginning a whole new seven-year cycle. This first 3 years is really important. And she's saying, as far as think up, and again, she goes, fill up your height, meaning that you deserve, this is long overdue accolades. She wants you to let you know that you deserve this seat. When I see a blue easy chair, it's like,
like pleasure. You deserve leisure, pleasure, and that you deserve to have your feet up. And again, she keeps them pointing to your knees, so I want to pay attention to. Did you have knee problems before when you were younger?
Knee problems?
She keeps on it. Don't, if you have like a thing bugging you in your knee, don't blow it off because it's easy as an anti-inflammatory herb that would be very helpful to you. So you're starting again a new 7-year cycle where it's like a clearing out what I call in the fourth elevator. So that's more joy, more peace, more happiness. New rules. And again, she comes in as far as your height, as far as that. A lot of people don't go up to your, to put your effort into things. Raymond, she's like saying, you know, some people do it halfway, half-assed. They do it skim by if they can. And Ray, you don't do that. You do it the whole way. So she, again, wants to say she's proud of you of this and that you're going to get the benefits of that back in every aspect of your life, okay?
Okay, very good. Can I just ask one quick question?
Super fast, Ray. We got like 20 seconds.
So, okay. You could catch me next week at the same time, and may you align with the divine.